Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Playoff football this weekend in the NFL. I want to get into these games, Danny. You pull up the point spreads and take a peek at these matchups. We've got six of them starting with a doubleheader tomorrow on Saturday afternoon. So we'll start with game number one, 4:30 East time kick in Charlotte, a rare home game in the playoffs for the Panthers. It's a 5-4 game. Despite the fact that the Rams this season were the superior team and one of the best in the conference, they've got to go on the road with these quirky rules. You win your division, you get a home playoff game. I said this yesterday. The Panthers have the fourth worst point differential in recent playoff history. You go back to the start of the 2000s. The previous three teams, though, that had a worse point differential than the Panthers, the 2010 Seahawks, the 2011 Broncos, the 2004 Rams, all three of them won their wild card round.
It is amazing.
Playoff game. So the Panthers are trying to make the streak four in a row with the heavy underdog at home, and the Rams are big-time favorites of 10.5 points.
Yeah, 10.5 point favorites on the road. I think this game will be closer than that. I really do. The Rams are the superior football team, but that's not what's an issue here. For whatever reason, a couple times you've seen them play with their food. There have been a few moments where even if a team they are dramatically better than, see Arizona in the final week of the season where they said, we are going for it. We are trying to play our guys to play well. They kind of didn't. Eventually pulled away because Arizona stinks. But this Rams team should be more dominant than they are. They have every ingredient that you would want in a football team. Excellent coach, great staff, veteran quarterback that can make every throw imaginable. Sometimes he does it without looking, mind you. Excellent receiving core, great ground game. Athletic tight ends, really good on defense with playmakers everywhere. It feels like this is a Super Bowl caliber team, and yet here they are in round one against Carolina. I think they're going to win the game, but it's going to be closer than people think. For Carolina, I would make the following tweak. Nobody cares what I think, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. I think you should still make the playoffs if you win your division, no matter how bad. I don't think you should host a playoff game, though. If you are an under 500 team, if you are, when they play 18 games, 8-8, 9-9, whatever the record ends up being, you should just be in seed, right? So you should be the seven seed. You should go on the road. I don't think it should give you the automatic privilege of hosting a team that's been superior to you from start to finish.
I want to double-click on this, and we can talk about it later in the show, because I've got some thoughts on this too. I think it is hard to make a change because you can't just say, well, if you have the better record, then you get to play the home game necessarily because you might have a one-game better record in a much easier division. But there are some things you probably could do in terms of, as you said, which side of 500 you're on. But let's come back to that. This game, by the way, on Fox, it's Joe Davis and Greg Olsen on the call. So the former Panthers legend back in Charlotte to call the game with the Rams at the Panthers. For the Rams, they just have not played with the same dominance that was expected.
Why haven't they?
Well,
why?
I think they had some O-line issues, number one, and they haven't been completely healthy, but they lost as 10-point favorites to Carolina once this year. They lost as 7-point favorites to the Falcons. They lost with a 19-point second-half lead against the Eagles. They lost a 30-14 fourth-quarter lead against Seattle. They didn't play great, I didn't think, in the first three quarters against the Cardinals.
No, they did not.
In Week 18. I just think that talent will overcome. Matt Stafford may very well win the MVP award. Arguably the statistical best quarterback in the NFL this season. He's got Hall of Fame receivers on either side of him, Davante Adams and Puka Nacua, and their run game's really, really good with Kyron Williams, Blake Corum, Ronnie Rivers. They're deep. So I like them just to be, out-talent the Panthers. But I do like Carolina in the points. At home, in the playoffs, catching that many? Rare. I'm with you. I will say that game finishes as a single-digit point spread, but they're not going to beat the Rams twice in one season. I just don't see it. Game number two, Saturday night. This one's going to be a blast. The Green Bay Packers, a 7 seed, on the road to take on the 2 seed Chicago Bears. They're playing for the third time in 5 weeks of football. Jordan Love is back for Green Bay. Chicago rounding into their health as well. Ben Johnson's first year as a head coach, an 11-win Chicago team hosting a playoff game. You know Soldier Field's going to be lit. 8 o'clock East time for this football game.
The angst in Chicago. Now, the excitement, obviously, this is the first good team they've had in a while. Caleb Williams sort of, you know, kind of looks like he's on his way to being the real deal, has certainly shown moments this year. Ben Johnson, everybody's kind of, you know, set this, kind of taken the league by storm. They're exciting. Green Bay's still the bully. Green Bay's still the team that has done that to you so many times. This loss would be that much more painful and agonizing because it's them. It would be so much more painful and agonizing because Green Bay lost 4 straight games down the stretch and didn't look very good doing it. Their last win was against Chicago by a touchdown when Caleb Williams threw a pick in the end zone kind of to end it. They have lost 4 straight and not looked particularly good while doing it, talking about Green Bay. It would be the ultimate gut punch for Chicago and Chicago fans if they lose this one to Green Bay. You lose in the first round of the postseason, not a lot of shame in that. I mean, you know, that happens. It's a pretty deep NFC. But it's because it's them. It's the rivalry. It's a group that, you know, has already gotten better than them once this year. It would be really, really upsetting, I think, to Chicago and this kind of – it would take a lot of the air out of the balloon in terms of their build.
I'm waiting to hear about the health of Zach Tom, the right tackle. 4th-round pick a few years ago is coming to his own as one of the really excellent right tackles in the league for Green Bay. But getting Jordan Love back on the field, Josh Jacobs ready to go, closer to 100%. This will be the best version of the Packers we've seen in a few weeks. The Bears at home have been tough customers, though. I like this game to be a ground-and-pound, physical run-first game for both operations. By the way, this is the Amazon Prime telecast. So this is Al Michaels, we found out yesterday, is going to be coming back next year.
Here we go again.
On Amazon Prime. And it'll be Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit. I believe Kirk's dog is working the sideline.
Here we go.
Kaylee Hartung normally does, but what's his dog's name now? Peter?
Ben? Peter?
Ben, one of his dogs.
Ben Peters? I don't know.
He'll go down there and he'll
Peter
like...
Peter Benson?
During the telecast or something, which is a shame because I actually think Kaylee Hartung's really, really good. They should just keep her on the sideline.
I prefer her over the dog.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Packers-Bears, 1.5-point spread. Green Bay is favored. Who do you like?
I don't have a great feel on this one because these two teams played this way, you know, kind of throughout, but it just doesn't feel like the Bears are ready. Like, they've gotten away with a couple of games. All they've done is have a really good resume and look really good doing it several different times over. They've gone on the road. They've been at home. They've played really good football. This just sort of feels like they're not quite ready to do what Washington did last year and go on that magical run to an NFC title game with every break going their way. This feels like the bully, although weakened, still bullies. I got Green Bay by a field goal.
I'm taking the Bears. I don't like what the Packers did in Week 18 necessarily.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't like what they did the final 5 weeks of the season.
Well, I don't mean the 4 straight losses. I'm saying they completely took that final week off to kind of rest up and get healthy, which you can understand the logic. But when you lose by 13 and you lay an egg and you score 3 points in the final week of the season, there's just zero momentum going into the playoffs. I'm never going to be a fan of that. So they've given up 41 to the Ravens the last time they tried and got blown out. Derrick Henry ran all over them.
All fair.
And then they scored 3 the next week. And my thing on this matchup is I just think the Bears will do whatever they want on the ground. I don't know exactly how Derrick Henry and Baltimore schemed them up to absolutely decimate them the way that they did, but there's not a better run designer right now than Ben Johnson. I think he's going to get into the lab on that, figure out what the Packers had problems with, and get after him a little bit. I think they'll be able to run the ball. It's going to be a close game, but I'll say, you know, 27-24, 27-23, something like that, Chicago at home, over the top. I don't buy playoff experience as a big deal. I do still think home field advantage in the NFL is maybe not massive, but significant. Like, if you're asking me, is playoff experience on a 1 to 10 scale, you know, a 7 or something, I'm saying no. I think it's like a 2 or a 3. I think home field advantage is still like a 6.
I think that's fair. I mean, again, for me, the thing that I worry about is this is a tortured fan base, right? The instant, you know, the first complete pass from Jordan Love over the middle for 12 yards for a first down, I could see that collective gasp. And everybody sits back on their hands waiting for the next bad thing to happen.
Nobody came back in the fourth quarter more than them this year.
Yeah, they did.
Nobody had more game-winning drives this year than Caleb Williams. I kind of think the fan base is the cardiac Bears thing. I think they're like –
they've caught on to it.
Got them right where we want them.
You might be right.
We're down 6 going into the playoffs. Hey, remember when we played Green Bay a few weeks ago? We were down 10 at the 2-minute warning, scored, got an onside kick,
came back,
scored
yeah.
again, and then beat them in overtime on a long ball.
That's
been a crazy year. Mm-hmm. Sunday, let's start with the first of the three games, Bills-Jaguars. This is a Buffalo team that everybody thought was going to be the team to beat this year in the AFC as the one seed. They end up being a 6 seed. This is the worst Bills defense under Sean McDermott, maybe, of this era of Josh Allen playoff teams. This is the worst run defense in the NFL. So expect Liam Cohen to take advantage of that with Travis Etienne in his run game. Trevor Lawrence is playing the best football of his career. Got a home playoff game for Jacksonville as a 3 seed here. They come in as an offensive juggernaut. They haven't just been beating teams. They've been destroying teams. In terms of point differential over the last 5 weeks, basically nobody
best
has
team in
been
the league.
Close to Jacksonville. They have absolutely dominated down the stretch of this season. I'm pre-worried about the narrative if and when the Bills lose, because everyone's just going to make this a referendum on Josh Allen when the fact is this is by far the most flawed Bills team. But here's what you're going to hear. I'll tell you in advance. No Mahomes, no Burrow, no Lamar, and Josh Allen still couldn't do it. Josh Allen's playoff numbers are damn good. Like, they do not match this idea that he has come up small in the playoffs. You know where he ranks all time among quarterbacks in the playoffs? First in yards per game, first in interception percentage, third in touchdowns per game, third in quarterback rating, and fourth in completion percentage.
That seems good.
Yet everybody likes to scream about how terrible he's been in the playoffs, which isn't the case. But I don't think the Bills are good enough to win a Super Bowl.
I don't either. They were my preseason pick to win the Super Bowl for the first time in their history. I just don't see it with them. They don't look right to me. It's basically, Josh, we're sorry. Could you fix it on offense and on defense too somehow? Could you just make us okay? And he's good enough to do that. There are weeks where it's Josh Allen versus the other team, and that's good enough. I don't know you can do that in the postseason just yet. He needs a little bit more help, and they have been able to give it to him. I like Jacksonville in that one.
I'm going to take the Bills. We're on different sides again. I think that Jacksonville should win. Like, if you did a blind ballot for me, the 6-seed Buffalo's resume, the 3-seed Jacksonville's resume, how these teams finish the year, the outcome of their games, I would look at that without knowing who's who, and I would go, oh, this team's going to win, and that would be Jacksonville. By the way, they have not lost since week 10 of this season. They have scored 41, 34, 48, 36, 35 points during that stretch dating back to November 16th.
And that loss to Houston, by the way, they had them dead to rights in that game.
Yeah,
they allowed a comeback. They're responsible for that. But still, they were the better team for three quarters.
They haven't played a bad game since that London game, which you could kind of dismiss because it's overseas,
yep,
where Matt Stafford threw 5 touchdowns and they lost 35-7 to the Rams. That was before their bye week.
That was the low point where I wrote them off. And I was saying that's not fair. That was wrong, obviously. They'd lost 3 out of 5 or 3 out of 6, something like that.
They went 9-1 after that.
Yeah, I go, okay, that's Jacksonville. That was an adorable start. That's cute. Dude, they are the real deal. People know about their file.
Kind of a dumb prediction, but I'm just rolling with
better. That's not dumb at all.
Well, I'm going with the better quarterback, yeah, you know, or the guy that is kind of due here. I think Allen has played well in the playoffs, puts his team on his back. If their defense gives him no chance, there's not much he's going to be able to do. But I'm looking at like a 30-27. Maybe like a 31-30 kind of game.
If it gets up there, give me the Bills. But this to me is a ground game explosion for Jacksonville, right? Because I don't think Buffalo could stop it. I think this is Etienne goes off. I think we see some tooting and kind of all the rest. And I think this is a kind of a 26-16. We look up at the end of the day, it's a 38-minute time of possession thing for Jacksonville.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.